Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hiya, before we get into this podcast, please consider joining us on Red Men Plus. We have tons of amazing content coming out every single day in both podcast and video form. So get over there and sign up today. Now back to your podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to talk about Liverpool reaching agreement with PSV Eindhoven to sign Cody Gakpo. Now, if you're watching this on Twitter, make sure you click the link and head over to our YouTube to join me for the next 15, 20 minutes as I talk all the details as Liverpool do sign a forward, would you believe it? Even ahead of January, this is the time to get deals done, it would seem, if you are a Liverpool Football Club. So come and join me, get involved and give me your comments on Liverpool getting a deal done. So yeah, I'll get right into it. We are in that weird little bit before, after Christmas and before New Year's, when no one really knows what to do with themselves, unless, of course, you are Liverpool Football Club and Julian Ward, it would seem. This is the time of year where Liverpool to decide to sign footballers, and in particular, Dutch players. We all remember, it's to the day where Virgil van Dijk took his picture in front of a Christmas tree, and it seems that the Reds are on the brink of landing Cody Gakpo for a guaranteed £37 million on a six-year deal. Now, that deal could well rise in terms of its value, but Liverpool look to be stealing a march on their rivals, let's just say. So we're going to talk through it. We're going to talk what it means for the Reds. We're going to talk what it means for the rest of the season and what it means for some of the other players in the squad as well. And overall, are we happy with the deal or the potential deal? So in the wake of the Reds sort of returning to Premier League action, obviously getting back to winning ways with a 3-1 win at Villa Park over Aston Villa, things got a little bit interesting of an evening. And I was sat at home watching Arsenal West Ham, and all of a sudden, Paul Joyce, the man many people look to really for their confirmed Liverpool news, decided to tweet that Liverpool were in talks with PSV about Cody Gakpo. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube or you're one of our amazing Club Legend Discord members, do get involved and do tell me your thoughts on the signing, please, along the way. Help me out. But yeah, we're going to get into it. So Liverpool, 23-year-old Dutch international PSV forward. Other clubs had been keen, like I said, but it looks like Liverpool look to have won the day. We're going to see how things panned out. So Paul Joyce was the first to bring it up, like I said. So yesterday evening, 8:47, I'm on the couch. Liverpool want Cody Gakpo and discussions with PSV Eindhoven are advanced. As simple as that. Obviously more detail in his article, you would have thought. Took everyone by surprise, I think, really. I think a lot of people have been talking about Liverpool, what we could do potentially in the market and what we need to do probably more over. Actually, I'll come on to more detail into what it means a little bit later on. But I think people were kind of saying, we need a midfielder. Everyone kind of overlooked the forward. The midfield issue's been the concentration of people's minds, and rightly so. But Liverpool look to have dealt with a different area of the pitch first and foremost. So we've got some early comments in the YouTube. I just come and I got a nice early one there from Eugenio. Let's all laugh at Man United. Yeah, I'll be coming on to that a little bit later as well, don't you worry. I spoke to some Manc friends of mine about them essentially welcoming Cody Gakpo to the club, I suppose, and they're not quite materialising the way they thought it might do. Just got some more comments. Yeah, Craig Beckley, so out of the blue. It was indeed. Yeah, I completely agree with you there. LFC Christmas gifts, Gakpo and United Spank. Yeah, that's always nice too. And got another one I just spotted from Jet Diaf. Sorry if I butchered that surname. Gakpo looks promising and may be a business move opportunity. Perhaps, yeah, perhaps. I think we've seen that with Luis Diaz last season as well. It smacks a little bit of the Diaz deal in many senses because our rivals are interested. Obviously, it was Tottenham that time around. This time, it was more Chelsea and United, it seems. But Liverpool have kind of jumped the gun and said, no, we are going to get this deal over the line. We're going to be the ones to do it. So, got a comment in the Discord as well from Scott T. I'll just bring up before I move on. So, a morning to me. Thank you very much. Morning to yourself. I hope you all had a good Christmas as well. I should have mentioned that a little earlier. I hope you all had a really nice Christmas, everyone. That is, so buzzing about the transfer, only really seen him play in the World Cup and in the Europa League, but he looks like a very good player from the very small sample size. Yeah, I completely agree. I think a lot of people, he came to a lot of people's attention really in that World Cup because he was outstanding. And that's an interesting point, actually, as one I'll come on to in more detail once I've been through the timeline. But his role for Holland in that World Cup is a really interesting sort of reason as to why we might have signed him. The fact that he can play centrally, predominantly plays from the left for his club, but we'll come on to that in a little bit more detail later. So we've had the Paul Joyce tweet, of course. He was the first one to kind of say Liverpool are keen on Cody Gakpo. And then our friend Neil Jones came in shortly after with Liverpool are in for Cody Gakpo. Initial fee, $37 million, rising to $50 million potentially. And they hope to beat Manchester United to his signature. That little sweetener right at the end from our mate Neil. That little lovely little caveat that everyone's kind of enjoying very much so. And rightly so as well, of course. Yeah, it's an interesting deal. I think $37 million smacks of a little bit of a bargain, to be honest, if we're really going to sort of, you know, deep it. I think when you're looking to sign sort of top-class forwards these days, you're really looking sort of upwards of the 50 mark. What exactly it means for us in terms of what else we can do in the market remains to be seen. What he means for us as a player is obviously another really interesting point on this one, but all will be revealed. We've had a members chat as well from Eddie Cock Wilkins. Sorry, thank you very much for that. He's joined us as a first teamer. I'm going to get some more comments up now. The Don has commented saying, as a United fan, congrats for getting the deal, good signing. You might be able to give us a bit more of a lowdown on what he's like as a player, actually, considering United fan channels have spent the last fortnight telling us or looking into exactly what he can offer them. It looks like he might be offering it to Liverpool instead. Your arch rivals, that must be a blow. That must be a blow. Daniel Brown says, 4:10 in the morning, and he just hit the peak of the day. Great signing. Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is a great signing. Yeah, and a couple more people talk about potentially playing on the left wing. Lem says, will he get to play on the left wing? That's a really interesting point, actually, because I think we've obviously got a lot of options on the left wing. Obviously, Diaz and Jota both out at the moment. Darwin Núñez has even spent some time playing on the left, plus Oxlade-Chamberlain and Carvalho as well, obviously more recently. So it's an interesting one. I'm not entirely sure how that's going to look just yet, but I will come on to that a little bit later in some more detail. And we do have a Red Men React. I'll be joined by Ian Young too and Sam Walker on Red Men Plus a little bit later on, where we'll really get stuck into what the deal means. But for now, I'll move on to what happened next last night, basically. David Ornstein, the very reputable The Athletic writer, David Ornstein, jumped on board. And he said that Liverpool were close to reaching an agreement with PSV Eindhoven to sign Cody Gakpo. Negotiations were at an advanced stage with the initial fee muted again at $37 million, moving fast, and if it all goes to plan, the Netherlands forward will travel for a medical. Yeah, it certainly was moving fast, because very shortly after that, David Ornstein returned with Liverpool have reached an agreement to sign Cody Gakpo from PSV Eindhoven at the same muted fee. Obviously, that one's in euros. He will travel to England for a medical to seal the switch. And probably the best part of this entire tweet, and maybe most of the tweets I've seen, was that Manchester United and Chelsea considered the 23-year-old, but he chose LFC, and they pounced. That pouncing, this isn't a tweet I've actually got to flag up to you, but I've seen a tweet from Neil Jones again this morning talking about Julian Ward, the outgoing Julian Ward, obviously due to leave at the end of the season. He was working, I think, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to try and get this deal done. So kudos to you for that, of course, Julian. Many people will say that's your job, but Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to get a deal over the line is some going. Just going to quickly check back some comments. The Don, who's a United fan, who commented earlier, said, give us Firmino for hijacking the Gakpo deal. Don, I really appreciate your commenting, other Don, I should say, but no, that would be a no for me, unfortunately. What happens to Roberto Firmino, meanwhile, is a different situation altogether. Obviously, his contract is due to expire at the end of the season. That'll be interesting to see how that pans out. I'll speak with the lads about that a little bit later. At first, it looked like Firmino wasn't going to get a deal. Then, obviously, his form's kind of dictated that he would. And now we're signing another forward. So, who knows exactly what that will look like. Yeah, just going to check back in the Discord for some more comments before we move on. Steve O'Neill Messi. I think he's changed his name for Christmas, which I like, but it made it really confusing for me. Neil Jones wasn't too impressed by Gakpo on past journal insights and saw him as nothing special. I hope that the reasonably modest fee of 37 million changes his opinion on the move. Yeah, it's a really good point, actually. And I think what Neil was wary about, I've done quite a lot of journal insights with him on Redmen Plus in the past. I think what Neil was mainly wary about with any of these signings, you could probably throw Sofwan Amrabat into the hat as well with this, is that when you sign a player, any player off the back of a World Cup, i.e. Salif Diaw, El Hadj Diouf in years gone by, and James Rodriguez, not Liverpool related, you're kind of just taking a punt on that sort of short sample size of form. Now, Liverpool don't do that anymore, it seems. So you'd imagine the background work has gone into Cody Gakpo as well as potentially Amrabat further down the line. But I think Neil was just cautious of people overhyping these players because they've had a good World Cup. And I completely get that. And I think
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Gakpo's been on the radar of a lot of clubs for some time, so he does seem the real deal. He seems a little bit more than that. But I do think Neil was cautious of every man and his dog saying, we've got to sign Gakpo, look how good he is for Holland, look how good he's been in the World Cup, because that comes back to bite clubs, I think, further down the line every now and then. So I've done both David Ornstein tweets, and then later on that night, PSV themselves really hammered it home, with PSV and Liverpool Football Club have reached an agreement on the proposed transfer of Cody Gakpo. The 23-year-old attacker will leave for England imminently, where he will be subjected to the necessary formalities ahead of the completion of the transfer. Now, we all know what that means. It means medical checks, it means paperwork, it means everything else in between. Listen, hopefully that all goes smoothly and we don't have sort of Fekir Mark II from a few years ago. Because I'm really excited by this one. I really am. I think I've been sort of banging the drum for a few weeks now. Whilst everyone's been rightfully talking about the midfielder situation, I felt like the need for another forward was kind of creeping up on us. Before the World Cup, we were down to Firmino, Salah and Nunes because obviously Diaz and Jota were sidelined. And then after the World Cup, I think people thought sort of shortly after we'd get Diaz and Jota back, and then it was like, oh no, they're going to be out for quite a long time afterwards. Obviously, Diaz had the recurrence after returning to training, or he had another injury after returning to training, I should say. So it kind of sort of smacked us in the face, and you think you've got to go and do something, even in the forward line, because having those three forwards is all well and good, but the minute one of those goes down, we've got a serious problem. And obviously Firmino then, you know, minor injures his calf, and it's not good news, essentially. So, yeah, I think going out and getting some business done is really smart from Liverpool, quite frankly. And I'm delighted, to say the least. Just going to quickly flick through some of the comments as well. Martin Roberts says, one of our issues is height in the team, and he's 6'4" and fast. Look how we overwhelm Villa with Darwin, pace, and imagine the two of them. Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The physicality of Cody Gakpo is one of sort of the better, his better traits, if you like. I think that sort of stood out in the World Cup too. Patrick Oakley said he's here to fill a gap. I'm not entirely sure. I don't think you spend 37, potentially 50 million on a player to fill a gap. I think he's a bit more than that, especially a 23-year-old. If you're going to fill a gap, you'd probably go for someone slightly older. Lewis James is saying that Bobby will get a new deal. I tend to agree with you still. Sir Klopp says, will he be better than Babel? Yeah, I hope so. And you could throw Bolo Zenden into that mix as well. I like Bolo Zenden, by the way, I should say that. But another Dutch winger that we had. Still no confirmed Mbappe, we haven't confirmed him just yet. Someone, Michael Matthews, says, is it a sign that Firmino won't be staying beyond the summer? I'm not sure about that personally. I think it'll still be Firmino sticking around for a little bit longer. Although Damien Jirowski, I hope, gives us a super chat. Thank you very much for support, Damien. And he says, I think Gakpo coming in will mean the end for Firmino. I hope not. I really do. And like I said earlier, I think Firmino's form dictates that he certainly deserves a new deal. Over Heaven says, the Pep Linders reportedly said that Gakpo is the missing piece to our team in the summer, so I doubt he'd assign just to fill in. Yeah, I don't think Liverpool do fill in signings, certainly not permanent ones. Quebec, Ben Davis and Artemelo might have been sort of filling the gap signings, but obviously two of them were a loan deal, and one of them cost the best part of, I think, two and a half million tops, was it? And then obviously moved on after that. Liverpool don't do permanent transfers as filling the gaps, I don't think. Certainly not when they cost £37 million, given the way we do business, generally speaking. So yeah, I think he's a little bit more than that. So PSV confirmed the deal late last night. And this morning, I think there's another interesting tweet to bring you as well from Fabrizio Romano. His exclusive says that PSV Eindhoven have advanced talk to sign a replacement, essentially, with a surname I'm not going to try and pronounce because I'll only destroy it, so I'm not going to do it. But I think it's interesting, and it kind of sort of doubles down on the deal, doesn't it? That PSV are already looking to get a replacement in through the door if they possibly can. So yeah, things are looking positive. Cody Gakpo looks almost certain to be a Liverpool player. There's been no official announcement from Liverpool Football Club just yet. I think a few people are hoping that Gakpo does the old in front of the tree to sort of emulate his compatriot Virgil van Dijk, but that announcement could be imminent. The way this deal moved last night, it moved absolutely rapidly, quite frankly. There's a chance we get that confirmed while I'm on air. There's a chance we sign Jude Bellingham, the way we acted last night, whilst I finish this sentence, we all hope. So I'm going to go into now, what does this mean? Keep your comments coming, of course, on Discord and in the YouTube. I'm going to go into just a little brief in terms of what it means for Liverpool, moreover. Like I said earlier, we've been crying out for midfield additions. And I think the idea of signing more forwards was kind of a little bit fanciful to a lot of people. I think people thought, yeah, it'd be nice to sign another attacker, but it's not the priority. Clearly, Liverpool felt differently. They felt that we do need an attacker. Perhaps the return of Naby Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, et al. Has meant that the midfield is less of an issue now. Don't hold me to that. That's just me saying words. But yeah, the Diaz and Jota injuries and their lengthy spells on the sidelines clearly means that Liverpool needed, or felt like they needed, to get an attacker. So, Cody Gakpo, predominantly operates from the left, like I mentioned earlier, particularly for his club PSV. He has really only played from the left, occasionally in the middle, occasionally from the right. So he does have versatility. For Holland, they operated more centrally. Now, whether that was because they had no real centre-forwards, I think that's probably one for a few people to debate. It most likely is, to be honest. But yeah, if the left is an interesting one for us, because obviously we've got Diaz, we have got Jota, who plays out there as well. I think he probably prefers to play through the middle too. Darwin Núñez can play from the left. Obviously, Carvalho and the Ox have both kind of done it as well more recently. So we do have loads of options out there. It might mean that Gakpo does play more centrally. It might mean that he is a long-term Roberto Firmino replacement. What he does offer, like I said, is that versatility. He offers that physicality. And I think he probably has the attributes to drop a little bit deeper as well, much like we've seen from Firmino down the years. So who knows? Another comment as well. So It's Crossbow over £1.79 Super Chat has given me LFC Twitter admin teasing us with the Virgil pick. I haven't seen that. But if they are, that is a major tease. I did check this morning to see if their pinned tweet was still there. And it was a little bit early, because the old pinned tweet removal is usually a sure sign that something big's coming. But, I mean, the admin could just be doing that because it is the anniversary of us signing Virgil van Dijk and that tweet in front of the tree. But he could also be doing it because he knows what's coming. But yeah, we'll wait and see. So yeah, thank you very much for your comments, of course. Just want to quickly finish. I want to talk just a little bit more about Gakpo and what he could mean. Like I said, I've already said he could play in a deeper role for us. Stats-wise, he's got 13 goals and 17 assists in 24 appearances so far this season, which is phenomenal, quite frankly. It's fine form. It's form that sort of dictates the fact he was sort of destined for a move, if you like, to a bigger club in Europe, potentially, no disrespect to PSV. And overall for PSV, his record is also outstanding. 55 goals, 50 assists in 159 senior outings. Pretty good going, quite frankly. Three goals in the World Cup, two for Holland. So he's a man very much in form. He's a man very much sort of flavour of the month. And I think Liverpool beating Manchester United and Chelsea to the signing is a real sort of feather in our cap. And what it did mean is we all got to rub it in the faces of our United mates, because they were welcoming into the club. They were welcoming Cody Gakpo with open arms. And they were delighted to get it over the line. I spoke to a couple of mates this morning who are gutted. Essentially, I think one of them said, "Where did that come from? It came completely out of the blue." And that's how Liverpool do their business, isn't it? Let's be honest. We do our business by just sort of sneaking in under the radar, getting it done, and getting the player, essentially. Just a quick couple of comments before I wrap up. And we will, like I said, we'll be talking on Redmen Plus a lot more about Cody Gakpo. But Steele Hare in our Discord again said, "Do you think we're resigned to not having all of our forwards fit at once if we're not attending to let Firmino go in the summer?" Yeah, I think that is a good point, actually. And it's kind of like the midfield issue, where we've always kind of bemoaned the midfielders about having all these numbers but never having them all together at once. If it could well be the case in the front line. Like, I've seen people naming our five, six, if you count Ben Doak, seven, if you count Fabio Carvalho, frontline options in sort of the attacking areas. But if you don't have them all fit at once, it's kind of, they're just words, aren't they? If you can't get them all sort of in the same matchday squad at one time, it doesn't really matter. Quickly pop into the YouTube. Yeah, Vinny Patel said he loved the way we just drop a new signing that we didn't really see coming. Yeah, again, that's what Liverpool just do. And Adnan rubbing it into United's faces a little bit as well, saying, "Because United suck, nobody wants to play for Europa League club." I hope you're not speaking too soon, because we're also sort of in those realms right now. I should just mention as well, we've had Alexander, one of our members, and they've removed it now, it seems, I guess, talking about the pinned tweet, which is exciting. And how bad are Manchester United at negotiations is the real question as well. So, yeah, interesting times. Yeah, I'll wrap up just about there. Thank you very much for joining me, of course. I will be on Redmen Plus with Sam Walker and Ian Young in minutes of time, talking a lot more about Cody Gakpo, what it means for Liverpool, what it could mean for the rest of the season, etc. But yeah, make sure you join me there over on Redmen Plus. Make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you like this video if you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for all those who got involved. And yeah, I'll see you again soon. See you later.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Redmen podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Jano Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.